We're going to talk to David Benton. He's the CEO of the International Council of Nurses, and he joins us in the studio more so on the sentences received by the medics, and of course that includes doctors and nurses. Well, David Benton, thank you so much for joining us. Before we get started, why don't you tell us what you do, what you represent, and your activities?
Yes. The International Council of Nurses was formed in 1899, and we represent 135 national nursing associations from around the world. It's our role to speak with one voice around the world and to advance the profession of nursing.
Now, we want to talk about these sentences that have been handed down for the medical staff. Quickly, if you can, before we get your reaction on that, these were held under these so-called, well, the media doesn't even know what to call them. Some call it the military civilian court. But what do you think about these courts that have handed down these sentences? Some to have been said were just to have taken 10 minutes to hand down these harsh sentences.
Well, the sentences in relation to the nurses and doctors, the 20 that's involved, took only 7 minutes to actually hand down these sentences. The people that were being accused weren't even present. It's completely unacceptable that nurses and doctors should be treated in this way. They have a moral and ethical duty to treat everyone that comes into a hospital, irrespective of their colour, irrespective of their political affiliation. If someone comes in need, they need to be treated, and that's their responsibility.
And when these sentences were handed down, of course, there has been lots of criticism on that. Most noticeably, I could talk about the UN, in which the Bahrain's king was there, and he made a speech. We also had, of course, the U.S. making a speech at the UN recently. I mean, what can be done in this case in point, in your capacity, if you can explain, if anything can
be? Well, the first thing is that it should be recognized that nurses around the world are absolutely horrified at this situation. They see it as a dangerous precedent. We have a duty to care for people, and that duty should not be interfered with by any government. So we see this as something that we need to act in unison on. The Council of National Representatives, when we met in Malta, asked the ICN headquarters to petition the Bahraini government, and we did so, and we sought the release of the detainees as they were at that stage, and we were to a degree successful. We have now, on the result of the outcome of the trial, asked our member associations to petition their individual governments to bring international pressure onto the Bahraini regime to make sure that this position is overturned.
And we're going to talk about that international pressure in a second. Why don't you tell us about the head of Bahrain's Nursing Association? We understand that you have had some correspondence with her, and also we understand that she's been sentenced to 15 years in jail.
Yeah. Rula Al-Saveer is one of the nurses that have been detained. It's unclear as to why she should receive a 15-year sentence, and we've been in contact with the Ministry of Health to try and ascertain why someone who was doing their job should actually receive such harsh treatment.
In terms of the international pressure, we've talked about, as you have, internationally speaking, requests that have been made, criticisms that have been made, including international rights groups, even the UN. The UN Chief Ban Ki-moon has come out even questioning the validity of these courts. But beyond that, what can these pressures do? I mean, pressure is on one side of the coin, but when we're talking about prince and princesses being involved in the torture, especially the most recent news of the princess being, with the Khalifa, being involved in torture of the medics that included doctors and nurses, how can there be a resolve when we're talking about a regime like that?
I mean, I think irrespective of who's involved in this, this is completely unacceptable, and the international community must continue to bring pressure to bear on this, to petition the king to overturn this ruling. These are civilians that have been tried in a military court. They didn't have the opportunity to present all the evidence. It was a 7-minute hearing. This, in terms of a process, is flawed.
And do you think that there should be a pressure, since we're talking about that, to be exerted onto the respective governments of certain countries? We could talk about the governments of the United States or the United Kingdom, which some believe could have influence in this matter, but not doing enough.
Well, we are certainly, through our member associations, encouraging all our member associations, including the United Kingdom and the United States, to petition their governments. This is an important issue. As I said, it sets a dangerous precedent, and we must act now to protect the fundamental abilities of doctors and nurses to deliver care to those in need.
Okay, very good. We're going to leave it there. Thank you very much.
Thank
you
very much.
We appreciate that, David. That's David Benton, CEO of International Council of Nurses, with his statements.